Well, yesterday the hammer finally fell, right? For most of this year, there was anticipation, trepidation, some would say, concern that the NPA would eventually charge the finance minister. Will they, won't they? That guessing game continued for many a month. And eventually, they did, yesterday. Out of the blue, caught many people by surprise. No one really saw it coming on the particular day, but it came. And the RAND took somewhat of a hammering. I see some reports saying it fell 3%. But what's likely to happen from here onwards in terms of the currency, in terms of the markets, in terms of investor confidence? Joining us on the line, we have economist and director of the Efficient Group, Davi Ruit. Davi, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome.
And good morning to you.
Now, 3%, is that huge? Would one have expected a bigger hammering, a bigger decline?
Yes, certainly. 3% is quite a huge knock for the currency on one day. But I think what you're referring to is that what happened in December is that the currency fell much more.
Mm.
So that doesn't mean that this is less of a crisis. I don't think that's the right conclusion. Because what happened in December is that the liquidity in the financial markets was much less.
Okay.
And if there are fewer buyers and sellers, then one or two buyers and sellers can result in quite a large movement in the exchange rate of the currency. What we have now is more liquidity in the financial markets, and the Reserve Bank, of course, more aware of what's going on in the financial market. So I think a 3% move is certainly, without a doubt, a huge movement. We saw more of a movement in December, but 3% is a massive one, yes.
Would it have been worse had it come totally out of the blue? The fact that this has been ongoing now for a number of months, and it has kind of been expected, did that cushion it somewhat or not?
Yes, I guess so. It came as a surprise to me, certainly, but today we all knew that the time will come when this political undercurrents and this political game that's being played at the moment will come to the fore. So I guess in a way it was expected, and I guess that's part of the reason why the market did not react more than, say, 3%. The market, the exchange rate of the currency as it is already very, very weak because of things like, for example, uncertainty in South Africa and the expectation that this political infighting will eventually come to the fore, like what seems to be happening at the moment.
Now, is the worst over in terms of the currency in specific yesterday, the 3%, or is the worst still to come?
In fact, you know, I do a lot of work on the currency, and I can tell you that the currency is hugely undervalued. The currency should be trading at a much better level. So already the last couple of years, in fact, we've been paying this huge risk premium as South Africans. That is a very important point, that the currency is weak already. Secondly, if you look at South Africa's financial markets, we have very attractive investment opportunities in South Africa, especially on the bond market as an example. So what you have is a weak currency and very attractive yield that we offer in South Africa. And after a suspicion at the moment, we've got some clarity or more, so a little bit of stability. I won't be surprised if we see the rand going a little bit stronger, even if there's a downgrade. The downgrade, of course, is not a good thing, and it could lead to a weaker currency initially, but South Africa is very, very attractive. But what I'm more concerned about is the timing of all of this, because the mini-budget of the Minister of Finance is 2 weeks away. I've analyzed the mini-budget, and things are do not look good for the Minister of Finance. Tax revenues are under tremendous pressure. There's a lot of pressure on the Minister of Finance to spend more money. The debt levels are reaching record high levels. And under these sort of circumstances, and of course if somebody is guilty of something, nobody is above the law. But I'm wondering about the time. The time is really coming at a very awkward time.
Now, you spoke there about the downgrade. Is it now inevitable?
Well, I think we need a minor miracle to prevent the downgrade. Yes, I think there are three major issues. The one has to do with the fiscal matrix, and that's just the fiscal accountants just referred to that. Debt levels are at record high levels. The second one has to do with economic growth, and that's perhaps the most important one, and we know the economy is hardly growing. And the third one is political uncertainty, and clearly what happened yesterday just emphasized that specific point even more.
Now, there was all the speculation in the last few months as to whether Minister Gordhan would be charged or not. Now he has been charged. The speculation has moved on as to whether the pressure will be piled on him from the ANC, from Cabinet, from the President to step down whilst he faces these charges.
Yeah.
From a market's perspective, if he were to step down, could we see a repeat of what we saw in December?
I don't think so. I don't think the rand's going to go to 18. I think the rand will weaken, and I think the financial markets will react negatively. But more importantly is who's going to take over from him potentially. And of course, the elephant in the room is that we all know it's not about Gordhan. We all know that there's this proxy war going on between Zuma and, let's call it, the Gordhan force in South Africa. The financial markets are much more concerned about that specifically. Now, I'm not a political analyst, but clearly what is happening here is that we have a president that is currently being squeezed a little bit more. His support base is gradually being undermined by things like for example, the Public Protector recently and the financial and the courts. And I think what we're seeing is a president that's got one of two choices. He can either go, and there's a lot of people asking for him to go, or he can fight back. And I think what we're seeing here is a president using organs of state like the prosecuting authority to get rid of his political opponents, in this case, Pravin Gordhan.
David Roth, as always, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Go well. That was economist and director of the Efficient Group, David Roth, giving us his perspective on what happened to the currency yesterday, what's likely to happen in terms of downgrades, and what the markets would be concerned about now that Minister Gordhan has been charged.